I'm Tom Grassi, a New York City comedian and diehard Green Bay Packers fan for almost 20 years. In 2015, I created a podcast where each week I talk to fans from opposing teams to share their story and to get yelled at for about an hour for being a Packers fan. Last year, I met amazing people and went to amazing places. And this year, I'm ready to do it all over again.
Make no mistake about it, I will be remembered as a Packer.
Enjoy the show. Grassi Posse Packer Nation, what's going on? Tom Grassi here with another episode of PackCast, the podcast where you don't need to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. Now, all six of you who are watching right now, probably wondering, hey Tom, weren't you supposed to do an episode last week? We were promised an episode last week. Well, friends, let me kind of clue you in what's been going on. I was suffering from the flu last week on the verge of death and unfortunately was unable to release an episode. And so that is why, even though you didn't ask or didn't notice that I didn't post an episode last week, but I'm going to make up for it today, because today we got an interesting episode. And this was an episode that I actually took a ton of time and research, at least a couple hours of research, because I wanted to answer a question that has been asked throughout the playoffs, has been asked for at least the past couple of years, and that is Tom Brady better than Aaron Rodgers? So not only am I going to attempt to answer this question, but I'm also going to essentially tell you why asking this question is stupid, and why it is one of the most pointless things you could do. Because if you turn on ESPN, if you turn on NFL, anything, they're always talking about, like, oh, well, you know, who's the greatest quarterback of all time? Who's, you know, is it Brady? You talking about Joe Montana, you know, Dan Marino, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. The list goes on and on and on and on. And with Brady winning his fifth ring, I feel like this is a conversation that needs to be had. Now, again, I did a lot of research. You could check my numbers. I'll provide sources for everything. But let's get into it. And before we even jump into the nitty-gritty, I have a little bit of announcement, which is fantastic. And this is not Grassi has gone corporate, but we kind of have a little affiliate sponsor action. Ting, which is the phone company which I use, which is you pay as you use, meaning if you just, you know, call one person like your mom and just use 20 minutes, you just pay 20 minutes a month. I've used them for the past 3 years, so I struck up a deal with them, and if you click on this little link here and you want to check them out, you save $25. I'm not going to force you to. I'm not your mother. So, you know, you do you. But if you want to, there's a link in the description that you can go and save $25, and I've saved a crap ton of money because I can't afford to do anything, because this ain't making the money at all. But let's get into it. First of all, why this question of Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers is a stupid one? Well, you need to look at it as, what do you define success as? Because it's completely and utterly subjective. So let's potentially end this conversation right now. So if you're a Patriots fan, you're just waiting for me to argue that Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady. Here's where you could turn it off. If you are measuring success by the amount of rings that a quarterback has, then Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers. You see, because he has 5 rings and Aaron Rodgers has 1 ring. That's it. End of story. But again, it's completely subjective. If you don't want to go any deeper than that, then yes, Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers. That also means that Eli Manning is better than Aaron Rodgers. That means that Peyton Manning is better than Aaron Rodgers. It means that every single quarterback that has more than a ring is better than Aaron Rodgers. And if you truly believe that, that's fine. You could do that. But here at PackCast, we decide to go a little bit deeper. Now, the thing that's usually compared is just the QB stats. You know, the amount of yards thrown, you know, the interceptions, touchdowns, etc. But I feel like doing that is, it's kind of, I don't, you're looking at it the wrong way. Because one, Brady has a lot more time under his belt than Rodgers does. So obviously, the overall numbers are going to be inflated towards Brady. For example, taking a look at this fancy-dancy spreadsheet here. All right, Rodgers' career, 297 touchdowns. It's technically 298 because he threw one in 2007, but I'm not even counting it. As a starter, 297 touchdowns, 71 interceptions, 36,498 yards. Okay, not bad. Tom Brady, who has been playing a lot longer, 456 touchdowns, 152 interceptions, 61,582 yards. So if you just look at that from an overall, obviously Tom Brady has more touchdowns, he has more interceptions as well, and he has more yards. That just makes sense because you have Brady who is playing from 2001 to 2007 and Aaron Rodgers is not playing. He is not the starter. Rodgers becomes a starter in 2008, and that actually coincidentally is when Brady's out for the season as well. So you have a number of years from 2001 to 2007 that kind of add to the allure of Tom Brady and of course give him more stats. Now, if you look at it that way, then yeah, you could again make the argument Brady has more touchdowns, he has more yards, he's better. But again, you're looking at it from kind of a slanted view because Brady has more time put into the game. But let's break it down even further. All right, let's take a look at, for example, percentages, right? So Rodgers never has a year in which his passing percentage is less than 60%. His lowest was 60.7 in 2015. Brady, on the other hand, is the exact same in that he had 60.5 in 2013, and that was the lowest he has. So that really doesn't tell you anything there. They're pretty evenly matched when it comes to that. But there's two other things that I feel like you need to look at when you're looking at Brady versus Rodgers. And the two things that it is one, the defense, and I'll explain why that's important in a second, and the rushing ranking of each team during that time. And here's why I picked those two stats in particular. One, the rushing ranking. If you have a run game that you can constantly rely on, either quarterback's going to do less work. So the ranking is based on the amount of yards in the NFL. So where they fall out of the 32 teams, 1 to 32. So we're going to take a look at that. And defense, because I've been making this argument for years that in almost every single overtime that the Packers have experienced in the playoffs, you have the defense letting them down. The offense is kind of fulfilling their side of the bargain. It's their defense. And I will definitely argue that the Patriots' defense has been a million times better than the Packers in almost every single season that Rodgers and Brady have played together. But before we get over into the defense, let's look at the rushing ranking. Now, taking a look at Brady from 2003 on, the rushing ranking for the Patriots, 26, 6, 23, 14, 11, and then the year he's out, it was 5. So pretty kind of near the back end to a 26, 23, but then you have 6, you have 5, 11, 14, so top 15. Now, let's take a look at comparing side by side. This is the rankings for the Packers for every single year that Aaron Rodgers has been the starter. Their rushing rankings. 17, 16, 24, 26, 22, 7, 10, 8, 22. Now remember, this is yardage. All right, so you have 1, 2, 3 years in which they're in the top 10. And then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, which they're at least 22nd or worst. All right? Now let's look at the same thing for the Patriots. You have 5th, 14th, 9th, 19th, 7th, 8th, 18th, 32nd, and 12th. So again, you have 1 year in which they're over 20th and they're worse than the NFL, and that was 2015. Other than that, you have 1, 2, 3 of those years, including the 5 that he didn't play, so that's 4, in which they are a top 10 rushing team. And then the other ones, they're 12 and 18 and 19 and 14. So again, you put that more towards the Patriots, that the Patriots have more weapons on the ground game, that Brady doesn't have to do as much work. Okay. Now, let's take a look at defense real quick. This is where the argument gets a little bit more interesting. So you can look at from when Brady, from 2003, that the ranking points per game for defense. Don't worry about the Packers, this is Brady. In 2003, when Brady becomes the full starter, they have the number one defense, then the number two defense, the number 17, the number two, then the number one. And then the year that he's out, so 2008, they have the number eight. So let's just compare, just for argument's sakes. So like, even though they have a top five, a top three defense in all but one year of Brady's first 5 years, let's take a look at just Rodgers and Brady. These are Rodgers' defensive stats when it comes to the Packers and what their defensive ranking is. 22nd, 15th, 1st, woohoo! 22nd, 13th, 24, 14, 11, 25. All right, so the 1 year, 2010, in which they win the Super Bowl, they're number one. They're doing great. Other than that, you have 5 years, in which they have a top 15 defense. Okay, not terrible, but let's look at Brady. Brady, in 2008, when he's not playing, the number 8 defense, then the number 6, then the number 8, the number 11, the number 11, the number 10, the number 8, 7, 8, and 1. There is not a single year in which they do not rank lower than the 11th best defense. The Packers have that twice. So, when you look at the defense, you can't disregard that stat, because you can make the argument that Rodgers would at least been to another Super Bowl if it wasn't for a defense in 2014 when it comes to the Seahawks, and they would have won more games and been more successful had their defense not been terrible. The Patriots have not had a terrible defense. Looking back at Brady's career, the one time in 2005, they had the number 17 overall defense. And then they never had above 11. And so you take a look at those stats, and you have to credit the defense for at least some of Brady's success. Now, taking a look even further, and overall why this is just a stupid, stupid question. You look at AFC versus NFC. Two very different conferences, and this is something that came up during the playoffs this year, because you had the Seahawks kind of like railing on Brady and talking about how easy the AFC was, because it does seem that Brady and the Patriots are gifted the AFC East every single year, because you're in the same exact division as the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills. Not really top quality competition there. But regardless of that fact, is that you have two quarterbacks that are playing different defenses every single year. This is why the comparing of two quarterbacks is probably one of the dumbest things you can do, because it is physically impossible to make it fair. Because you have a team from the NFC who is playing NFC opponents the majority of the time, and then you have AFC who's playing the majority AFC the most of the time. They're different defenses. And so if you played, for example, the Vikings defense twice a year, Brady might not have the best numbers. You don't have an elite defense in the AFC East. I'm sorry, the Jets don't really count. The Bills were there for a hot second, and then, you know, Rex Ryan decided to be Rex Ryan. So you can't compare two things, because they're not equal. They're flat out not equal, because you have one guy going up against different teams and different defenses, and another guy going up against different teams and different defenses. For example, this is why it's stupid to compare, for example, Bart Starr and Tom Brady. They're from two completely different eras with completely different defenses. And you could have a team that kind of skates by the entire year, not really playing an elite defense, putting up an amazing numbers, and then having another quarterback going up against really good defenses and putting up less superb numbers, and it's impossible to compare those two things. because it's not comparing apples to apples. This is why every time ESPN or NFL goes, hey, all right, well, let's compare these two quarterbacks, it's almost physically impossible. They're playing, one, Brady played for 5 years before Rodgers even stepped on the field. So they're playing for longer times. They're playing against different teams. They have different defenses. They have different running games. You can't compare them equally. It just doesn't work out. So to answer this question, is Tom Brady better than Aaron Rodgers? Well, after it's all said and done, first of all, you're going to have to take a look at the overall stats, which aren't out yet. If you're taking a look at what has just transpired thus far, so for the, you take the from 2008 to 2016, and the fact that Rodgers has almost 300 touchdowns, and Brady in almost double that span has 456 touchdowns, you would say that Rodgers has done pretty well for himself. But again, I can't make that argument in confidence because you're comparing two different things. Patriots have a better defense every single year except for one or two of them. So it's hard to for you to say, well, you know, Brady has won 5 rings. That's why he's the best. Yeah, but his defense has been in the top 5 for God knows how long. They've been kicking ass, so Brady can put up 7 points and still win a game. Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, has to throw a Hail Mary every 15 seconds because his defense sucks ass. Sorry, got a little excited there. So to in summation, to wrap this all up, please stop comparing quarterbacks. If you want to just say the argument, yeah, he's got more rings, fine, that's fine. Tom Brady has more rings than Aaron Rodgers does. Tom Brady's going to retire with more rings than Aaron Rodgers is going to get, because I don't see Aaron Rodgers getting 4 more Super Bowl rings. I just don't see it happening. So with that being said, they're both really good quarterbacks. Just look at it like that. Because if you want to compare Tom Brady to Otto Graham or Bart Starr or Aaron Rodgers or to whoever the hell you want, you just can't do it. They're playing in different times against different teams with different weapons. They're not all on the same team doing the same thing, playing the same teams. That's not the reality of the game. So with that being said, you can't compare them. I know the Patriots fans will be like, oh, 5-1. I know. I know that your quarterback has 5 damn rings, but they've also had a top 5 defense almost every single time that Brady's gotten on the field. There's something to it. Well, all right, I'm glad that I got that out. That felt good. That felt good to get out. Next week, I'm going to have a little mini episode talking about what the Packers need to do in order to win the Super Bowl next year. Take a little bit of hiatus, and we'll be back around draft time. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or at TomGrossiComedy on Twitter. Check out PackCast, PackCast. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Music, and also YouTube, of course, once a week. And check out Ting. There's a savings calculator. Go check out, see how much money you would save on your phone bill. It's cool, but again, you do you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You live your life. You live your life. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi, and as always, go Pack Go.